Today is what's known as Shushan Purim, for those that live outside of Israel, which means in the city of Shushan, which was an in-walled city, they would celebrate Purim today, not yesterday. However, that's not exactly relevant today. Can anyone tell me why? Not a hard question. Take a wild guess. Where is Shushan, gentlemen?
Iran,
exactly. As we know who the president of Iran is today, and his a most profound love for the Jewish people in general, I'm pretty sure that in the land of Shushan, in the city of Shushan, there is no Jews that are celebrating Purim today. However, this is very relevant for Jerusalem, because Jerusalem is an in-walled city from the time of Joshua, and the law is they celebrate Purim a day later than the rest of the Jewish people. So today was Purim in Jerusalem. Now, very interestingly, I used to live in Jerusalem. I lived there for 4 years, so we celebrated Purim on this day, on the day after everyone else, and I remember before the meal of Purim, before you got a little intoxicated, like you saw me yesterday, whoever was here yesterday had the privilege of seeing me intoxicated. Josh was here, Leo was here, Phil was here, Nathan was here. Thank God, you have to get your word, you have to take their word for it. Gentlemen, the law I remember in Jerusalem was before you begin the Seuda, you have to learn something. What do you learn? The first law of Pesach. Why? Can anyone tell me why? This is not a law in Halifax. We celebrated Purim yesterday before the Seuda. I hope you learned, but not the laws of Pesach. Why is it so important when you celebrate this particular day? It's exactly a month away. Pesach is the 15th day of Nisan. We are on the 15th day of Adar. Adar is a month before Nisan, and therefore, if my math is correct, we are 30 days prior to the holiday of Pesach. Now, I want you to remember that acronym. 30 days prior to the holiday. That acronym is extremely important in Jewish law with regard to all of the holidays in general and with regard to Pesach specifically. I'll explain what I mean. Let's start with let's take the general law. The general law is, and it's brought down in the Gemara and it's definitely codified within Jewish law, 30 days prior to the holiday, it's forbidden to eulogize. What? There's two views born in the Talmud. The first view is as follows. Once upon a time, you didn't get your local rabbi to eulogize. A eulogy was a professional act done by professionals. A very important component in the eulogy was the music. They would get these professional eulogizers to come and play very sad music that would make everybody basically go down to tears. So a eulogy was not just a production of the Chevra Kedisha and the rabbi. It was a major production. And just like today, when you say you're having as we said in Purim, the guy comes to the rabbi and says, I'm having an affair. The rabbi says, really? Who's doing the catering? When you're doing an affair, the most important thing is, who is the caterer? Who's going to take care of all the small details? When you make a wedding, you obviously don't worry too much about the rabbi, hopefully. You worry more about the caterer. Same thing would happen once upon a time with the eulogy. They would have a professional eulogizing company. In the times of the Talmud and the Mishnah, they would come in and eulogize. Well, the Talmud says that was not a very, how can we say this nicely? It wasn't done for free. You get professionals, you pay for it. If it's for free, obviously the work is probably worth not that much. But if you pay for it, obviously it's worth it. So, the Talmud basically said, listen, we all know that to be a Jew is, finish the sentence,
difficult
and expensive. Gentlemen, 30 days before Pesach, I already warned you, the Pesach goods will be coming in, our wallets will be emptying out. I have to admit, to be a Jew is expensive. So the Talmud says, they just made an enactment, to be precise. We have to feel a little bad for the Jewish people. Because the Jewish people are going to spend endless amounts of money to celebrate the holiday this year. Especially before Pesach, before any Jewish holiday. The food you buy, not to mention all the other preparations. Especially before Pesach and Sukkot, with all the preparations that go into those holidays. It's an expensive business. So they made an enactment, don't eulogize before the holiday. We'd rather you spend the money on the living than on the dead. Make a eulogy, okay, but not the way it's done, with the professionals coming in and playing. spend the money better on a yontif meal than spend the money on a one-time funeral. Gentlemen, is that reason relevant today? No. What's the reason it's not relevant today? We don't have this system anymore. Correct. We use our professionals for weddings, bar mitzvahs, brises sometimes. We don't use it for eulogies. Eulogies, you have to unfortunately basically take what you get, and I don't want to mention who that is. There's a second reason, however, brought in the Talmud for this particular for prohibition. The second reason is very relevant today, and that is as follows. A person usually begins to get saddened by something when you bring up the issue. So you come to a funeral, yes, a person, I don't know, let's say a person lived a long life, died, it's never easy, but ultimately, you don't want to add to that. For a very simple reason. 30 days before the holiday, according to the Talmud, if you had a eulogy and you really saddened the people properly and they really came to tears like they're supposed to at a eulogy, what's going to happen is that they're going to come to the holiday and they won't be able to fulfill a very important commandment on the holiday. Which commandment is that? To be joyous and happy on the holiday, correct. And therefore, they made an enactment not to eulogize before the holiday, so you continue to be happy on the holiday. Now, there's exceptions to this rule. This is obviously relevant today. This is codified in Jewish law. But, of course, there's exceptions to this rule for a very simple reason. Having a eulogy planned for 30 days before the holiday is absolutely forbidden. Namely, what do I mean by that? Let's say a person died 5 months ago. And we felt we didn't eulogize that person properly. We're going to have an evening in commemoration of the deceased. We're going to have a guest lecturer, and then we're going to have a professional eulogy, about an hour eulogy for this person. Now, this is done. I'm not giving you Bubbenbeinses here. I'll give you a very simple example. When great rabbis or leaders die, they have a commemoration in their honor, either 7 days after they die, 30 days after they die, whatever it might be. And that's a major event. Speakers come. It's a major event. The man I mentioned many times, Rav Soloveitchik, he died on Pesach. On Pesach, definitely you know how to eulogize the holiday. The minute Pesach was over, you have a big problem. Anyone know what the problem is?
No.
You have to wait till the end of the month of Nisan, which is approximately a few days after Pesach, to even begin to eulogize, because we only eulogize in the month of Nisan. That's a separate prohibition. And then you got to be careful, because within a very short period of time, Billy, what's the next holiday?
After Pesach?
Yep.
Shavuot.
So 30 days before Shavuot you can't eulogize. So there was a very minimized window of opportunity. But I remember they utilized that window of opportunity. And there was a major evening of eulogies in his honor. Each eulogy took 2 hours. Okay? In a great synagogue in Jerusalem. Whoever knows Jerusalem knows the Yeshurun Synagogue. Very famous synagogue in Jerusalem. Rav Soloveitchik. When he passed away. The one that passed away in 1993. Yosef Dov, a lady Soloveitchik. And there was a major eulogy. So that event cannot be done 30 days before the holiday. For a very simple reason. He died on Pesach. People were saddened. What are you going to do? It's natural. They began to forget. Then you remind them, 30 days before the holiday, there's a very sincere doubt that they'll be able to be happy on the holidays. That's a problem. But if a person dies 30 days before the holiday, you cannot blame the eulogy for being too effective. We are going to be saddened by that event, whether we like it or not. It's not us initiating a eulogy, it's rather a sad, tragic event that happens and it's out of our control. In that situation, it's probably okay to give a eulogy. Because your eulogy is not going to diminish from the saddened feeling that people have. The saddened feeling is already there by the fact that the person unfortunately passed away 30 days before the holiday. So if God forbid in any community from this day forward till Pesach, someone passes away, your eulogy doesn't add or diminish from the unfortunate feelings that people feel for a person that passes away. And therefore it would probably be okay to eulogize. However, if you think that eulogy is really going to add a component that by the time Pesach comes, people are going to sit down at their seders, just not going to be in the proper mood, then obviously you shouldn't give a eulogy. You should give something a little different than a eulogy. So let's say today you give a eulogy for 15 minutes. You give words of parting for 5 minutes, for 7 minutes. You diminish it a little bit. just to acknowledge that a person passed away, and obviously a member of the community passed away, which is not an easy thing. So that's with regard in general to 30 days before the holiday. If I can reiterate very simply, you can't eulogize because you might sadden the person and they won't be able to be happy on the holidays. However, the person dies on that particular period, you're not going to add or diminish from the saddened feeling, and therefore it might be okay to even give a eulogy. Even if you feel it's not okay, then you can give something a little different than the professional eulogy you usually give. Give what I would call parting words, which is very different than eulogy in many different ways. So that's with regard to the general law of 30 days before the holiday. God willing, as time goes on, we have 30 days till the holiday, so we got a lot of time. We won't talk about this the whole time, Lance. We're going to deal with specifically with regard to Pesach, how this particular period of time is relevant, namely in two realms. Realm number one, what laws do you learn during this period of time? Can you go home tonight and learn anything you want? Or is there maybe a specific obligation to learn the laws of Pesach? Or 30 days before Sukkot, the laws of Sukkot? 30 days before Shavuot, possibly the laws of Shavuot? Obviously, we're going to talk about that realm. The second realm that's very important and now specific to only Pesach is the following law. We are living at a time today of overabundance in the Jewish nation. There are many Jews out there that don't know how to salt a chicken. Can anyone tell me why? What?
Salt's bad for you.
It's still done today. Not by you, not by me. Can anyone tell me why? Josh, you ever salted chicken? I didn't either. Can anyone tell me why? We have a beautiful invention called the freezer. Meat can come in ready for you, already salted. This is a new occurrence. So I don't know how to salt the chicken. I don't lose sleep over it. I learned it's law. It's a big deal. I can't do it. You give me it, I can't do it. Gentlemen, there are many Jews out there that have never cooked for Pesach. And don't tell me it's because their wives cooked for Pesach. Can anyone tell me why? The whole family never cooked for Pesach, never kashered their home for Pesach. Nothing.
Prepared meals?
Or?
They went away.
They go away. Do you have a Jewish newspaper? Take the CJN, take any Jewish newspaper right now. If not now, then months already. You see advertisements. Hotels, glatt kosher for Pesach, come. It will only cost you $3,000 a person. And people go away for Pesach. Well, they go away for Pesach, but they have to clean their homes or not. 30 days before the holiday is relevant with regard to this realm as well.